Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey guys, if you enjoy Story and you want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. And you can donate as little as $1 a month, and it all goes to helping us create podcasts such as this one. We also got some bonus content up there, and we're going to be releasing more soon. So once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Story. Seven Lamb Productions presents The Walk, Episode 21.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
You good?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were in Illinois. We had crossed the bridge over the Mississippi. I had almost died, but we made it. After I fell, Chase had grabbed my pack and pulled me over to the side. I was able to latch onto the railing just as the semi barreled through. We walked across the ledge until there was another break in the cars. Then we jumped onto the road and ran. We repeated this method 4 times until we finally made it across.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Because now we have to cross the Ohio River into Kentucky.
Ooh, hold on. I need a breather, man.
Okay, yeah.
There was a small park in Cairo called Fort Defiance Park. We sat in the grass and rested.
I don't think the next bridge is as bad.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. Trying to make you feel better?
How's traffic look?
The same.
I got some water from my backpack and chugged. Kind of surprised Mr. Semi wasn't waiting at the end of the bridge to yell at us.
Me too. I mean, at least we know our method of run and jump works.
I mean, I'm sure I almost died, but at least we made it to Illinois, right?
Hey, another state.
But we wouldn't be in Illinois long at all. We were at the southern tip. Now we needed to cross the Ohio River. I got up, brushed off my knees, and picked up my backpack. Okay, let's do this. Once again, we ran across the bridge. This bridge seemed longer, but was less traveled. Not by much, though. We had to hang off the side several times before we finally made it across.
Last one. Go!
Okay. Rest time again.
We were now in Kentucky. 3 different states in one day. The plan was to follow 51 down into Tennessee. The road opened up and became less traveled, which was nice. We passed through Wickliffe, Winford, and Bardwell. Then we hit Arlington. When we hit Arlington, it was October 1st. We had been walking for nearly 5 months now. Days were getting shorter. It started getting dark earlier, which meant we had less time to walk. We still averaged about 25 miles a day, with breaks. While Chase and I were talking more, I still found myself listening to podcasts and audiobooks a lot. One day I got bored and decided to call some people.
I'm so glad you called. I was just visiting Grandma and told her all about the trip so far. She's really proud of you.
How is she?
Good. She can't wait to see you again. I would say call her, but you know how her hearing is. It's frustrating talking to her over the phone. You have to basically shout. Same with Grandpa. Anyway, how are you, honey? How many more states?
Don't know yet. Depends on which way we head. Probably going to go through Tennessee, Alabama, maybe Georgia.
Okay. So like 3 more states? You excited?
About what?
Finishing.
Kinda, but I'm enjoying myself out here.
Have you talked to your father recently?
It's been a while. He texts. I don't respond.
John, don't do that. Talk to him. What if something were to happen?
Nothing's gonna happen. If my mom knew I almost got ran over by a semi, she'd have a heart attack, which is why I would never tell her.
talk to him.
Have you talked to him?
A few weeks ago.
He still want me to stop?
Of course. I told him you wouldn't. I think the closer you get, the more he relaxes. That's why you should really talk to him. Really.
Okay, Mom.
How's everything else? You got enough food? And make sure you keep putting on sunblock. Even if it's cloudy, you can still get sunburnt. You don't want skin cancer.
What?
Remember Mike, your dad's old friend? He got skin cancer from working outside and not putting on enough sunblock.
Okay, Mom.
I'm serious, John. People think because it's cloudy that you're protected from the harsh rays.
I put it on daily. Daily, weekly.
You should put it on 3 times a day or every 4 hours. Check the bottle.
Okay, Mom. I get it.
I just worry about you.
I know.
If you want, I can send you a bottle. You can tell me what town you'll hit next week, and I'll mail it to the P.O. box.
I don't need you to send me a bottle of sunscreen, Mom.
I think I have an unopened bottle in the bathroom under the sink.
Mom, I'm fine. After I got off the phone with Mom, I decided to give Isaac a quick call. I'd talked to him over text a few times since his departure, but I thought it was time for an actual call.
John?
Hey, man, what's up?
One sec. I'm in a match.
Oh.
Oh, come on, that's bullshit! Guys, no, shit, man. Craig, next time you let me get the sniper, you're shit with it. Sorry about that, John.
Hey, if you're busy.
Something wrong?
Just wanted to talk, man.
Oh, hey, let me call you back in like 10 minutes. Next match is about to start, and I'll hop off after.
You don't have to.
No, it's cool. Oh, no, shit, gotta go. Call you back.
I figured Isaac would take a little while, so I called Anders in the meantime. He was home watching the new Mummy movie.
I miss Brendan Fraser. This shit is too serious and not scary at all. At least Fraser had jokes. But apparently they're setting up an extended universe of monsters no one cares about anymore. Anyway, how are things, John? Things any better with just you two?
Kinda. We talked about stuff.
You mean Liz. You talked about Liz?
Yes, that's what I mean.
And what, he's cool with you fucking her?
I'm not still doing it.
But when you get back...
Why do I even call you?
Because I'm fun to talk to.
Have you talked to her at all?
Liz?
Yeah.
No, we're not friends. I met her through you and Chase. She means nothing to me.
Harsh.
Hey, if I see her at Target, I'll wave. But I'm not gonna go out of my way to see how she's doing.
I get it.
I honestly cannot believe she told him.
She said it slipped out.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what I just said she said.
Ah, never mind. Didn't land. Where are you now?
Kentucky, heading towards Tennessee.
Cool.
How's your leg?
Better. Got the cast off.
Nice.
Still itches like a motherfucker.
You decide if you're doing a cruise or not?
I am.
Really?
Yep. Booked it. 4-day, 3-night Bahamas.
Who are you going with?
No one.
Bullshit.
I'm not going with anyone.
Isaac?
Hell no.
Family?
No.
You're going on a cruise by yourself?
Oh, what? I can't travel by myself? I'm not a big boy? I have to have a friend or girlfriend accompany me?
I know you. Oh, shit!
What?
Are you serious?
What? I didn't say anything.
Tell me it ain't so, Anders.
John.
You're going with Emily.
How? Why? Why would you say that?
I told you, I know you, and the last time we talked you mentioned her, and you just said the word girlfriend.
Okay, fine. Good job, detective. So what? We're back together.
You're back together? Really? She dumped you.
But she took me back.
Why?
We were talking, and I told her I'd change.
Will you?
Probably not. I'm hoping she'll eventually just love me for me.
Anders.
John, it's me. Anders. I make bad decisions. I go back out with exes. I run around pools. We all can't be perfect like you, walking across America, following your dream, fucking your friend's girl.
The hell, Anders?
Hey, John, I have to go. She's actually on her way over now. Gonna look at some excursions. Also, I need to take a shower. Apparently she's off her period and she got a promotion at work today, so I'm pretty sure she's gonna wanna fuck. Take it easy, man.
Isaac never did call me back. Around 6, he texted me and apologized. Got caught up in his game, no big deal. We talked over text for about an hour. I found out he still didn't have a job. He'd applied several places, but had landed nothing. I thought it odd, but it wasn't an issue I wanted to pursue. Instead, we talked about video games, movies, comics, and the walk.
Around 7, the sun set over the tree line, and Chase and I set up camp.
Hey, want to play chess?
Chess?
Yeah.
Chase rolled over and put his phone down between us. He had a chess app up and ready to go. I haven't played chess in a long time.
Me either.
I nodded and sat up. Okay, let's play. I grabbed my trail mix while Chase plugged his phone into its charger.
You can go first.
Okay. Why chess?
It's been a long time for me, too. I downloaded it a year ago, never opened it until now. I just thought, why not? We sit here in the dark, sitting on our phones. Why not play a game?
I was horrible. I had lost 3 pawns both knights and a bishop in the first 5 minutes. I had only taken 1 knight and a couple of pawns from Chase.
You know, I've been thinking about what Jim said at the restaurant.
About traveling?
Yeah, I know I shouldn't be shocked about what he said. It's kind of what I've always believed.
Well, it's the purpose of this trip, right?
Was.
What do you mean?
For me, it was the purpose of this trip.
I'm lost. Chase stopped playing and leaned back. It was his turn, but I knew he had to get something off his chest.
When you and I decided to do this trip back in high school, I expected a true adventure. I was dying to go. I feel like somewhere over the last 4 years, that ideal adventure dissipated. I think it was because of...
Liz?
No. Kelly.
Kelly? Kelly was Chase's girlfriend before Liz. He'd started dating her right after high school.
Kelly wanted to get married. I mean, she mentioned it several times, and I just kept thinking to myself, I don't want to get married. I want to enjoy college life. Not necessarily getting drunk and partying, not really my scene, but I wanted to concentrate on school, hang out with friends, date around, you know, figure things out.
And?
And I did that stuff, but it didn't fulfill me, you know? When I broke up with Kelly, I felt bad. I mean, she was a good girlfriend, but I didn't like her like that. I wasn't in love. I wasn't ready to settle down.
Then why did you talk to her while you were with Liz? Looks bad.
I know, and it's worse because I hung out with her too. A few times behind Liz's back. But Liz did shit too. I mean, hell, you know.
Did you sleep with Kelly while you were with Liz?
Didn't even kiss her. But something weirder happened. I started getting those feelings for Kelly again. Feelings that I didn't think I could get. Everything she wanted while we were together, marriage, a house, a family, I started wanting it too. Because Kelly and I had already broken up, I knew it wouldn't work out, and I guess I brought those ideas, those feelings, into the relationship with Liz and I.
You just never seemed like the settling down type. When you described this walk as a challenge and mentioned a schedule, it didn't feel like the Chase I knew.
I was trying to force something that wasn't there, but I've realized that I'm not like I was. Don't get me wrong, I still want to travel, I still want to see new places and experience new things, but I also want more than that.
But when we finish the walk, you can. Rushing towards it isn't going to help things.
I know that, John, I do. I mean, Jim didn't say anything I didn't already know. If only I dated Liz, then Kelly.
Would that have really made things better?
No.
Do you want to quit the walk? Chase looked out the window at the darkness. Chase? Do you want to quit? After a full minute of staring, he turned his attention back to me.
No, I don't.
He turned his phone back on and moved the queen up 3 spaces.
Your turn.
Chase, if you want to quit...
I don't. I'm really confused about things right now. I admit that this walk is not how I pictured it, and that kind of sucks. And I don't know how to change that. But I don't want to quit.
Okay. We finished the rest of the game in silence.
The Walk. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Dan Stevenson. Starring Jack Austin as John, Nick Engelhard as Chase, Ariel Zadok as Liz, Robert M. Lamb as Anders, Jose Caraballo as Isaac, co-starring Gene Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at dmixmusic.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.